Hello, I am Simi from University of Computer Studies, Yangon, Myanmar, and I'm very glad to present my presentation in this ASEAN IBU Forum 2020. My title is related to the ICT related applications and technologies, and the title of my presentation is IoT related ICT architecture and design consideration. The objective of my presentation is to study the IoT architecture and frameworks and to observe the applications and sensors and communication protocols and IoT related layers, and to know the technology of securing the IoT data network and how to apply the IoT related technology in the ICT application. So let me start my presentation with introducing IoT. All of we know that the IoT is the Internet of Things. There is the connection of the millions of smart devices and sensors are connected to the Internet. It is a transformational technology, and it is converged with operational technologies and information technologies. It is a system of interrelated computing devices, and it plays a main role in ICT operations with unique identifier, and it has the ability to transfer data over network without requiring human-to-human interaction. So IoT network always offers the ubiquitous wireless connectivity, and the IoT devices apply some embedded sensors and actuators, processors and transceivers for their interconnections. Let me explain about the IoT characteristics. IoT characteristics include the context awareness, and it is built with the embedded microprocessor system and applied wire or wireless technologies, and used with enormous scalability, and things are related with services, and the other characteristics are interoperative with the interoperable communication protocol, and they have the unique RD because they have their unique IP addresses. And when we study the components of the IoT, we discovered the IoT components are mainly on the three components. They are physical components, smart components, and the connectivity components. Physical component comprise the manufactured products, electrical and mechanical system parts. And the smart components comprise the microprocessor, microcontroller, and data storage and software, embedded and enhanced interface for the user. And the connectivity component consists of the antenna, gateway, and the protocol, and the ports for the wire and wireless communication environment. Nowadays, IoT in cloud platforms are very popular, and the support to handle the large amounts of data coming into the system with the sensors and to provide compute, storage, and RAN application. And the IoT is mainly consists of the sensor, actuators, and controller. So what are they? The sensors are counted as a sensing device as long as it provides input about its internal state environment fields. Sensors are deployed in IoT application to collect data, but they are in small size and they have low power and with less cost. And actuators. What are actuators? Agitators act on their immediate environment to enable correct operation of their machine or devices, and they interpret the electrical impulse sent from the control system and converting them into mechanical motion. The last thing is the controller. In a typical IoT system, the sensor may collect information and route to a control center. There, they define the logic details the decision. Low power wireless data communication controller chips and can enable smart applications such as smart home, smart frame, and other IoT related applications. Let me discuss about the sensor and their power. Although we know that sensors can be either in standalone device or the device embedded in ordinary objects or machine. To make them smart, and they can be divided into categories in terms of the physical phenomena they are intended to measure. Environmental sensors are used to sense parameters in the physical environment of temperature, humidity, pollution, and pressure, etc. With the steering of the sensor, and we have to examine their power usage. Power consumption is one of the factors in the sensor environment. Many sensors are out in the field, and they are powered by a DC battery or solar panel. And so it must to take in account the power consumption on the sensor devices use. For the extension of the sensor life, it is desirable a low power connection in the system designation and the application. So let me discuss the impact of IoT in the agriculture application. Some are the functional impact, some are economic impact and environmental impact, social impact and business impact. And the last one is the technological impact. Functional impact means the real-time and remote monitoring environment that occur in the agriculture and the farm field. Economic impact is increasing either of the quality of the product in the field. And the environmental impact means the real-time control of the cultivation to enhance the farming products. And the social impact is that we need less labor requirement in the IoT application. And the business impact is the outcome of the new business model. There are direct relation with the customer and the cooperation facilities. And the technological impact means the sensors, devices, and sensing application has a low power wireless sensor, and they also need long range communication with the secure community and secure access. Let me discuss about the IoT technologies. The types of the IoT technologies are, the first is the RFID, radio frequency identification, is applied in the proximity duplication. And the other is the WPAN, is the technology used in this area is the Bluetooth and the Zigbee. And the other is the WLAN. In this case, Wi-Fi is applied in the IoT application. Another technology is the WAN, the Wide Area Network, and the 2G, LTE, and 4G are also applied in this application, and the LWWAN, Low Power WAN, such as the Sigfox and the LoRa, also apply in these technologies. And let me explain about the LPWAN. LPWAN is the lower power wide area networks. It can be licensed frequency, and LPWAN include proprietary or open standard option. The proprietary licensing is the Sigfox technology, and it is widely deployed in LPWAN today. LPWAN technology comes in many shapes and sizes, such as Zigbee, Sigfox, N-Wave, LTE and NB-IoT, LTE and they are preferred LPWAN technologies for IoT application. LPWAN technologies are ideal for the smart applications such as smart city, smart meters, and track and trace, and smart agriculture, smart building application. The LPWAN technology supports longevity, security, and mature wide region networks with data transfer rate of at least 3 kilobits per second to 375 kilobits per second for 10 to 1,000 bytes of packet size. Sigfox use narrow band communication, and the frequency range is approximately 10 MHz. He used three sections of the radio spectrum, that is ISM band, to transmit his data. The Zigbee technology is a low power, a defined rate of 250 kilobits per second, designed to carry small amounts of data over a short range, and is also the mesh networking standard. And continue to discuss about the Wi-Fi in the IoT application. Wi-Fi is a wide fidelity, and it provides high bandwidth and low latency application. Same IoT application as in vehicular service, video-based security cameras need the broadband network with low latency. In this case, Wi-Fi supports broadband and narrow IoT application, narrowband IoT application at varying levels of power consumption and signal range. Today, 5G standards are the most prioritized, and it is also our IoT forecast capabilities, such as latency below 4 milliseconds. The Wi-Fi standard for IoT, Wi-Fi Hello, 802.11aa standard, well operates at a lower frequency than 802.11ax standard, and it has a lower frequency range. So it has a longer range than 802.11aax feature. Wi-Fi Hello operates the low power connectivity that is necessary for application, including sensor and wearable to provide a more robust connection with more easily penetrate barriers. Wi-Fi Hello is ideally suited for IoT device as it allows over 8,000 robust connections to a single access point over 1 kilometer range. Let me explain about the IoT stack protocol model. In the IoT stack protocol model, we have to discover the link layer, internet layer, transport layer, application layer. There are protocols in each layer applied in this IoT stack. In the network link layer, IEEE standard 802.15.4, the radio frequency technology is applied in this link layer, and for the internet layer, and the routing for IP version 4 network and the 6 LoW WAN for the IPv6 routing. UDP and the datagram transport via security TTLs are also applied in the transport layer. Message protocol such as the MQTT is MQP COAP standard are applied in the application layer. Data formats are used on the JSON, the CBORA, and the binary standards are used in the IoT stack layer. And we have to discuss about the connectivity solution protocols in the IoT stack. They are the, as we mentioned, the MQTT, COAP, AMQP protocols, XMPP, and TTS. MQTT is the message queuing telemetry transport. It is an ISO IEC standard and public subscriber based technology. It is a messaging protocol and is applied as a raw data collector. It is well suited to connecting many remote devices to a single server. COAP is the constrained application protocol. It is a software protocol targeted for small low power sensor switches which are needed to be controlled remotely. The mechanism for moving data between distributed application and communities over the internet with UDP to work on the microcontroller memory less than 10 kilobyte for random access memory. AMQP. Feature AMQP are message orientation, queuing, routing, reliability, and security. This is a set of standard and control the entire message process. In this AMQP message, such as the broker message of the Rabbit MQ. It allows two parties to communicate by sending and receiving message between them. Send SMB protocol, extensible messaging, and the presence protocol signaling for the VoIP, video, and the file transfer, and the gaming and IoT application. TDS is frequently used. This is a data distribution service for the real-time system, and it is machine-to-machine standard, and it provides a scalability and high performance in the real-time communication. When we consider the design consideration in the IoT system. Network communication is one of the vitals in the design consideration. The first consideration is the design of the sensors and the choice of regarding the specification and functionalities and the capabilities integrated along with the sensor. Some IoT applications require low power sensor for a short range, but some sensors use a few hundred of megawatt of power. Data transmission and receiving require a major fraction of the overall power. The distance between the sender and the receiver is one of the best in choosing the networking topology. We have to consider our nature of obstacles, interference, ambient noise, and environmental condition, and the government regulations when applying the IoT system. For wireless communication, the ZigBee, HBR can be applied for the low power application. For the citywide application, we need to choose 6 POX, LoRaWAN, and other WAN application. Frequency and the power limitations are considerable first in design consideration. And also, we need to consider about the device, and there are computable to cost. It is the another threat to account in design consideration. And the creating dashboard for the monitoring and the visualization is need to set up, and it will provide the user for the frameworks of the IoT network. So an OT architecture basically consists of the 3 layers, 4 layers, and 5 layers. In this presentation, I have to discuss about the 5 layers for the economic IoT system. And the first is the perception layer. And the second is the transmission layer, or the network layer, or the transport layer. And that is the processing layer. Fourth is the application layer, and the fifth layer is the business layer. So the perception layer is the first layer in the IoT architecture of the 5-layer stack, and it applies together information with the provision of the sensors and actuators. The main function is to get data from the environmental interest to pass data to the upper layer, that is the transport layer. In the transport layer, data are transferred from the sensor are received in this transport layer, and it is sent to the processing layer for further processing in the communication networks. For the processing layer, it is also called the middleware layer. It stores, analyzes, and processes data from the transport layer. It can also manage and provide service to the lower layers. The processing layer employs many technologies such as the database, cloud computing, and big data processing modules. The fourth layer is the application layer. In this layer, it manages application processes, that is sending data, message, activity, alarms, and security system. The uppermost layer is the business layer. It manages the whole IoT system, including application, business, and profit models, and user privacy. Let me further discuss about the securing the IoT networks. We have noted that most of the IoT applications are planned with the wireless communication in the infrastructure, in the ICT infrastructure. So we need to consider about the security of the wireless environment. In the wireless environment, they are very easy to set up, and they are very convenient to use and very scalable. If this wireless network is not properly secure, like with script kiddies within the range of our communication environment can access it and infiltrate the network. So the many business require the virtual private network access into their internal networks to prevent the malicious users to hacking, to protect the hacking for their internet services. So some of the factors that can impact the network security in the IoT. Because of these, so some networks are the non-traditional location devices, and also increase the number of devices with the increasing number of usages and people. Also, the lack of the upgradability for using devices. So for the protecting device for the malicious traffic, so we do at least the security option of keeping the firewall activated or on in our using device, and upgrade our software or the firmware with the update patches in our system. So let me discuss about the some exploiting incidents happened in the our vicinity. Some are the hardware exploits. Because the hardware are the main components in the IoT applications such as the sensors and embedded software and the microcontroller. Some chips are very cheap and they have mass production for the IoT device. And some they have the vulnerability and the assembly insecurity. Some sensors and the IoT device are lightweight hardware architecture and they use less power device with very limited operating system programming that couldn't afford the complex security measure. Theoretically, it would be very vulnerable and very risky. Wireless communication devices is ubiquitous and easy to deploy, malicious in the middle of Trojan equipment. Some of the IoT related incidents are the smart grid incident, healthcare incident, wine rigs incident, and the hacker exposure appliance and devices for the malicious purposes. And we need to secure our IoT network with the best security practices. It includes educate and share knowledge to user, and use anti-malware and software for our the IoT devices, and also use the advanced router with crypto and security appliance and monitoring solution, and also encrypt all the sensitive data we use in the communication environment. And need to employ incident response team and test emergency response scenarios. We also need to configure user role and privilege level roles, and also the user authentication, authorization, accounting. We need to update periodically with our using device and OS and the programs with update patches. And we also need to backup our daily data and also analyze data that are recovered from the backups. Let me discuss about the communication challenges in IoT. IoT challenges are performance, availability, reliability, security, privacy, scalability, and compatibility. Includes the addressing and the identification, low power communication, and the high speed and lossless communication. It also need to be addressed and to check the features of the for computing in the preprocessing. Some of the challenges in communication are the low latency. We need to have the low latency and the distributed nodes, the mobility, real-time response, and also the interaction with cloud. Let me further discuss about the LoRaWAN architecture. LoRaWAN protocols are defined by the LoRa Alliance. For the smart farm or smart application, LoRaWAN can be designed. Data can be from the perspective layer. Nodes are collected by the LoRaWAN oriented end nodes, and they are forwarded to the network server by LoRaWAN gateway. Collected data are retrieved from the network server in order to feed higher layer modules such as application server and visualize to end user. Modulation in LoRa is based on the spread spectrum CSS technology that is defined with long range, low power, low bandwidth. The bandwidth is 250 bits per second and at least 11 kilobits per second. Gateway is connected to network server and finally connected to the higher layer application. In LoRaWAN operation, LoRa complete node must be registered and activated through the network server. Gateway is based on the use of the Raspberry Pi, and functionality is running on it. It is designed to allow low power devices to communicate with internet connected applications over long-range wireless connection. LoRaWAN consists of processing unit, networking unit, and the cooling unit. And we need to discuss about the IoT gateway. IoT gateways have many used to connect legacy devices that do not have a network interface to connect to the system in the TCP/IP protocol, and to convert signal and media or to carry out simple logic operation. Users are using the IoT gateway as a VPN client to store insufficient computing power. IoT gateways have modern processors, sufficient capacity of memory, random access memory, and it also has enough mass storage for the Linux or the Microsoft operating system and multiple applications. Connectivity options for wired and wireless networks are included, as a firewall and other security mechanisms can be applied. All data from sensor and actuator is securely encrypted from the exit of the IoT gateway, and the result is the user can avoid restriction in the hardware and software configuration of IoT devices and does not require manufacturer approval for software changes. Some software manufacturers offer VPN component that can be installed on an IoT gateway with a Linux operating system. Let me discuss about the IoT environment in the agricultural farm environment of the IoT application. The agriculture and the farm industry is looking for new ways to monitor and manage the bees and optimize resources. Connected sensors are the ideal solution for this agriculture and farm industry. Smart agriculture and the smart farm includes all sorts of solutions and devices that can help better manage the environment, or that can be used by the farmers. In the agriculture and farm sector, the impact of temperature, soil condition, humidity, pesticide residue, weather condition are very important parameters. To get the real-time data for those parameters are crucial for analysis in server. Physical sensors are deployed the agriculture field to get real-time data so that it can improve the quality of the products. Automated irrigation according to weather conditions are deployed in the internet cultivation, such as the greenhouse application. Several agriculture sensors solutions as an ambient temperature and humidity sensor, soil and electrical conductivity, moisture sensor, light sensor, and one LoRaWAN gateway is used to cover the whole farm and to connect to hundreds of sensors in the smart environment of the smart farm agriculture IoT system design. In the IoT application design consideration, some of the best need to be considered in the design considerations are the irrigation pattern changes due to the irregular drought, moisture content, time to main refractory soil water sensors, fertigation pattern due to soil change of pest pattern due to abnormal biodiversity, the smart irrigation system, and the easy fertigation system, and the best monitoring system. Let me discuss about the IoT security. IoT devices are prone to target attacks. IoT devices are often deployed with very low power computing, as a complex system is not necessary to perform most IoT tasks. Many IoT devices consist of microcontroller, sensor, and the GSM module, making it difficult to implement robust device encryption. And IoT device communicate over the public internet. Encrypted data that transfer is easily susceptible to attacker. Some first need for the security design are the hardware security, and also need to consider the traffic path and the median for the communication in the IoT design, and the software applied in the IoT devices, and also the computing power used in the design system of the IoT application. So for the IoT security, we need to optimize data security with a virtual private network. VPN technology can deploy to mitigate the various risks associated with IoT networks. When a device is connected to VPN, all the traffic running to and from it is encrypted. Even if someone were to interpret network traffic, they would be virtually unable to interpret the ciphertext. The drawback of using VPN is the encryption process can slow down the internet speed, but it overcomes the threat vector that penetrates the vulnerability of the system. VPN provides a secure connection between user and IoT devices. Even when data being transferred between you and a device, it's near find the party. Encrypted VPN data only appear as incomprehensible character. By implementing VPN between IoT applications server, all traffic is fitted with strong encryption before it is sent over the public internet. Additionally, this process is completely transparent for the mobile device and does not require special hardware or any additional configuration in the IoT device itself. So the VPN consists of the two methods, the IPsec VPN or the Open VPN. IPsec is the high security VPN and is closely followed by Open VPN. IPsec sets up a tunnel from remote device to central business server. It is designed specifically for internet traffic and it ensures private and secure communication over the public internet by the cryptographic security services. IPsec is recommended for the large-scale global enterprises, especially when multiple peers and security layers are utilized. OpenVPN is an open-source software that utilizes security protocols such as secure socket layer, and transport layer security, SSL, TLS. It has strong features and is known for ease of the implementation. It allows customers to authenticate each other using a pre-shared key. OpenVPN works in a client-server mode. An OpenVPN user connects to OpenVPN server, and from there, we have the full access to the internet. For the connectivity of the client to the local IoT server with public IP, we need to use the security measure to connect with the internet device and the server. For the private internet network from the IoT server, this is one to access the IoT server, which stores the critical IoT data stored in the server. And we can apply entity or the port forwarding technology in the internet server. Virtual private network, such as the OpenVPN, can be utilized to prevent attack that seek to order or collect IoT data. Without VPN, data is transferred openly through the public internet and is susceptible to security violation. There are many smart environments applying the IoT application, such as the smart city, smart home, smart building, smart industry, and smart agriculture. For the smart home environment, We have to apply the IoT application and IoT devices in the home environment, such as the air conditioner, the ceiling fan, and the CO detector, the coffee maker, the sprinkler. And these devices can be connected to network wirelessly or with a physical cable. And you connect the device near the home gateway and the registration server. This is the same environment structure needed for the IoT application in the smart home. In the smart environment of the IoT agriculture or related the agri-fi, for the designing of the agriculture application with the IoT related technology, it is started to find the basic architecture as a perception layer and the transport layer and the application layer. We need to consider the data collector modules. They are the sensors, servers, and the task and the setting. For the communication, Arduino, ZigBee, Raspberry Pi 3, and open source software are the frameworks in the design. The architecture will process real-time data and maximize the delivery of raw data to the cloud for the post-processing. By collecting, forwarding, processing, and analyzing relevant data coming from farm process, IoT-oriented system allow proper monitoring and management of farm and agricultural production. IoT technology, such as the Bluetooth technology, LoRa technology, and the IP technology, can also apply 3G, 4G technology, right for the wireless communication in the smart agriculture design and consideration. For the conclusion, IoT is a region where digital world converges with physical world. The implications of the IoT in the agriculture industry has helped the farmers to monitor the water tank level, soil humidity level, and other pests in real time, which makes the irrigation process more efficient. With the ever-changing landscape of digitized world, we must stay current in order to realize the full potential of what IoT has to offer. Information communication technology promises a wide range of applications and devices for learning environments. The concern of security communication is a mess in IoT design consideration, as the data and information are private for the organization. So we need to select a robust IoT platform as the first step in the communication environment. So we need to apply the layer architecture as a basic concept and the reference for the design consideration of IoT in the ICT application. The technology and the respective protocols are also the main factors in IoT application. For the perception layer, the sensors are deployed with the connection to cloud via IoT network technologies and support decision making for the supervisor to get the real-time data from the sensing device. It will make the system more effective in analyzing and troubleshooting the processes. IoT-related technologies and their impact on new ICT and enterprise systems, and IoT has provided a promising opportunity to build powerful industrial system and application by leveraging the growing ubiquity of radio frequency identification and wireless, mobile, and sensor devices. So, we have to conclude that the IoT design considerations need to help determine the number of the sensor devices deployed for the facilitation of the transmission. The range of communication is also a bottom first, with the indoor or urban area for the signal to propagate the nearest server or gateway. And the requirements for the remote IoT devices may include the power efficiency and also possible either to extend the battery life or to meet green energy goals. The transmission power and the power source feeding to IoT components is crucial for electrical devices. So we regard on the environmental considerations for potential hazard and interferences in wireless network and the consideration of the IoT network design. The compatibility of the device technology, standards, and protocol is need to be addressed to interoperate with other physical products. Concerning with the main advantages for their users and organizations, security or privacy considerations have to be included in the design architecture. Thank you very much for attention.